I got another message in my Instagram DM of another beautiful human being that feels overwhelmed. How many of you can relate to feeling overwhelmed? I want to share with you the advice that I shared with her in hopes that it'll get you unstuck. It's time for another episode of Wake Up and Level Up. And yes, if I sound a little strange, it's because I'm doing it from yet another hotel room closet. Let's go. If you're wondering, by the way, why I'm in a closet, because it's a noisy environment. The acoustics are much better in the closet. All right, anyway, I got this Instagram DM, and basically they said they're overwhelmed right now, and they're so overwhelmed that they're stuck, and they really can't seem to make a move. Now, typically when people hit me up in Instagram or they're looking for advice or mentorship or leadership from me, a lot of times I'll answer those questions right away in the DM, but sometimes I'll also do them on my Instagram live videos, and I'll also tag you with my video answer. So always feel free to reach out to me with your questions or your need for advice. On this particular situation of being overwhelmed, typically I find people get overwhelmed in two areas, the macro vision and the micro vision. Macro vision is the big picture. They feel like they're not getting any progress on that big thing that they want to accomplish, and that's making them feel overwhelmed, and it's making them feel paralyzed, and they're getting stuck. And then you have, on the opposite end of that spectrum, you have the micro vision. This is your day-to-day task where you have entirely too many tasks requesting your attention on a daily basis and you feel overwhelmed. Let me share with you really quickly the advice that I share with her. Number one, if it's for the macro vision, you have to reverse engineer your goals. What I mean by that is, let's say a year from now you wanted to be in a different job. Let's say in a year from now you wanted to have a raise. Let's say a year from now you wanted to launch that side hustle or launch that book. Let's say you just plan the goal a year from now. So what are you going to need to do for the next 12 months in order for that goal to be realized? So in other words, every single month has to be a big goal that's going to get you closer to that 12th month goal. Now, once you do that, that means every single week for that particular month has to have a goal in order to accomplish the month's goal. Now that you have that, every single day of that particular week in that particular month has to have goals so that you can accomplish the monthly goal, so that you can accomplish the yearly goal. So if you reverse engineer your goals, you'll notice that you start to break these things down into very small steps. Step number one for my book, write a table of contents. Ooh, I'm gonna do that in week one. You have to really break this stuff down. And then do the reflection plan that I always tell you about. Every single Sunday, look at your week, reflect on the past three wins, and pat yourself on the back. That will give you motivation and momentum and should let you know that you're getting progress. And if the macro vision is making you feel overwhelmed, you'll start to see these small moments of momentum and you'll feel much better about yourself. Now, for the micro vision, if your daily tasks have more than three realistic things to be done in a day, you are going to constantly feel overwhelmed and in angst and in stress. Now, what I mean by that is three main priorities for the day. That's all you have room for. Sure, you might have eight items that you check off of your list, but what I'm talking about is batching those items under three main categories, three main priorities of the day. Lots of times I'll write my to-do list down and I'll end up looking at it and it's like, oh my gosh, I got 12 things on here. And then I'll instantly say, you know what? Only these three things matter. I'll batch a couple of things and say, only these three things matter. And so I've had a great day if I get those three things done. Anything else on top of that is gravy. We are in control. And what we do is we create an immense amount of work because we think we can get so much done. We don't account for distractions. We don't account for life to happen to us. And the biggest thing of all is lots of these deadlines are self-imposed. So stop beating yourself up for self-imposed deadlines that no one else is sweating you over. And if someone else is sweating you over a particular deadline, then move that one to the top of the priority list and move the self-imposed deadlines to the bottom. If you need further advice, hit me up on Instagram, hit me in the DM, hit me on the comments. I'll help you out and give you some specific advice on your specific challenge. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.